Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all Be With The Twist, not necessarily the hit, most surely the jam. You have your listening ear tuned to the B-side. Blog Talk Radio proudly presents the B-side with Sir Sam. He is me. We are one. One with you, the listener. One, as always, with the music. We began the set with music by the Blackbirds, Summer Love, Indian Summer Love, Confunction, So What, Ronnie Jordan, Listen Here, late great Eddie Harris, and the late great Dave Brubeck, Take Five. If you wish to be a part of this interactive musical experience, don't hesitate to call 347-884-8207. Again, 347-884-8207. Music going out to our birthday celebrants, Angie Long Montgomery, Patricia Mosley, Larry Estelle, Olivia Bolin Carthane, Victor Page, and the leader of the pack, my bonus baby, 4-0 today. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. To our Facebook fam, Connie Neeson and Darlene Bridgar, John O'Leon, Ronald Burke, Sam Sheila, Pat Pete. They're on Lisa. The music is by the late, great Mr. Michael Henderson. What we like to do when we lose one of our own is we like to do a tribute here on the B-side for said artist, and we lost the transition of Mr. Michael Henderson at the age of 71. He was a American bass guitarist, vocalist, and a heck of a writer, known for his work with Miles Davis in the early 70s and early fusion albums such as Jack Johnson, Live Evil, and Erheta, along with a series of R&B hits, which became his claim to fame because most people did not know that he was a backup musician for Miles Davis, nor did they know that he got his start actually with Stevie Wonder. And Miles Davis took him from Stevie, and basically he was with Miles Davis for that period of time. He was born in Yazoo City, Mississippi, in 1951, July 7th of 1951. Moved to Detroit, playing as a session musician, one of the first notable bass guitarists of the fusion era, as well as being one of the most influential jazz and soul musicians of the past 40 years. In addition to Davis, he played and recorded with Marvin Gaye, Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, and the Dramatics. A lot of people didn't know that he was the writer on Be My Girl. He also wasn't credited, but he was the writer for You Are My Starship and Valentine Love, songs that he did with Norman Connors, and also the Dramatics did a version of his song. Before working with Davis, Henderson had been touring with Stevie Wonder, as aforementioned, who he met at the Regal Theater in Chicago while warming up for a gig. Davis saw the young Henderson performing at the Copacabana in New York City in the early 70s, and reportedly said to Wonder, "I'm taking your funking bassist." After almost 7 years with Davis, Henderson focused on songwriting and singing in a solo career that produced many hit songs and albums for Buddha Records until his retirement in 1986. Although known primarily for ballads, he was an influential funk player whose riffs and songs have been widely covered. He's also known for his ballad vocalizing on several Norman Connors hit recordings, and he died on yesterday, as we said, July 19th in Atlanta. So without further ado, let's get into it, and let us give this tribute to Mr. Michael Henderson. Am I Special? Yes, you were. Michael Henderson, only on the B-side. Thank you.
to give your time to the one you say never left your mind. I wanna be ever special to you. Ooh, baby, I wanna be special.
No! but if it's cloudy, I can't come shining through, shining through, shining through. Let me love you, I wanna love you. Even though we may get wet, I'll kiss your face again. And catch a trolley speeding across the skies with just enough room for you and I. Let me love you. Let me love you. Let me love you.
That's not the end. You'll
Thank you.
I'm it always comes out right. In the nighttime, it always comes out right. Jogging, I can't keep up with you. In the park, I missed you. But you better not try again. Oh, 'cause in the night, it always comes out right. In the night, it always comes out right. I'm not trying to say that I.
Didn't fit in my plan. the sun, you come once more. Maybe you'll need me if it starts to pour.
Thank you. left us broken hearted. We fall. magic in your eyes. I'm waiting for my surprise, baby.
Hey, you got it, baby.
Can't we fall in love?
Can't we fall in love? baby. You know, sometimes you make me wanna scream.
Collaborations for the most part with other artists, And we also made a point of playing a song that was re-recorded by the Dramatics that he wrote. We began the set with Whisper in My Ear, which was a solo project. And from there it was at the concert in the nighttime. And I Can't Wait Until the Rain Comes. All of those were solo projects. The collaborations at the concert with Roberta Flack, his most famous collaborations with the late, great Phyllis Hyman, Can We Fall in Love Again? We Both Need Each Other's Love. And ironically, Phyllis Hyman was born a day before Michael Henderson on July 6th. He was born on July 7th. She was born in 1949. He was born in 1951. Take Me, I'm Yours, a collaboration with Detroit's own Rena Scott, and probably the penultimate collaboration with Miss Jean Karn, Valentine Love. And of course, a collaboration that he wrote with the Dramatics, Be My Girl. First of all, allow me to give thanks to the Most High from all blessings flow to Blog Talk Radio for allowing me the opportunity to come before you each and every week to you and you and you, the listener. Without you, there would be no me. Without the music, no need for us. Join us again on tomorrow, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for more of what you listen for. It's the music of the B-side. Remember, all the episodes are available to you 24/7, 365, blogtalkradio.com. We're live on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hurt people, hurt people. Bless people, bless people. There's a blessing in the blessing, so by all means, be a blesser. And we're going to end the show with one of the collaborants of Mr. Michael Henderson, Norman Connors, who in a lot of ways took credit for introducing him to the musical, the R&B genre, with a couple of collaborations that he did with Phyllis Hyman, of course, and with Jean Karn, of course. So with that being said, Norman Connors' Romantic Journey and Norman Connors featuring the late, great Phyllis Hyman. Just imagine that will end the show. I bid you adieu. Thank you.